Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, and we'll show you how to get here. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're on the top, teaching you the systems to get what we got. Colin Dixon's on the hooks, I break down the books. Z's bringing some wisdom and the good looks. As the father of five, that's why I'm alive. So if you see my wife and kids, please tell them hi. It's the C&Z up on your radio. And now 3, 2, 1, here we go.
We started from the bottom, now we hit.
Yes, 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 and yes, Thrive Nation. On today's show, we're talking about why anything with two heads is a monster in the game of business. Anything with two heads in the game of business, from a leadership perspective, it is a monster. Yes, in a business, in a small business or a large business, anything with two heads is a monster. And I'm going to focus on why this is so important. So we have so many wonderful couples that come to the Thrive Time Show, two-day interactive business workshops that you can learn more about at thrivetimeshow.com. We have people that are one-on-one coaching clients. And if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you're going to see that all these clients have massive growth. The clients we work with have massive growth. But it wouldn't be possible if the clients that we were working with weren't able to make decisions. So a lot of times when I work with a client, they'll come in, they'll schedule a 13-point assessment, and we'll teach them specifically what they need to do. I walk people through, I'll walk people like yourself through a specific linear plan so that you know with 100% clarity what you need to do to grow your business. So people, they go to thrivetimeshow.com, they schedule a 13-point assessment because they don't know what to do, and I lay out for them exactly what to do. And I'm going to give you an example here, folks. You can look at this right now. Look up right now in your computer, go to Google, and look up Outside Inc. Irrigation. Look up Outside Inc. Irrigation. So you look up Outside Inc. Irrigation, you look them up, you'll see this is a client we're working with right now who just texted me moments ago that the leads, quote-unquote, are flowing in. He said his leads are flowing in, which is a good thing. A lot of leads, a lot of inbound customer leads are coming in. And he's excited. Now, I work with the owner of this business every week. I don't work with the owner and the co-owner and the manager. I just work with the owner of the business, the person who's responsible for the success or failure of the company. And working with Paul Sullins has been a lot of fun. He's a great owner. He's fun to work with. His actual web address is outsideinc.com. TulsaIrrigation.com. So Outside Inc. TulsaIrrigation.com. He also has OutsideInc.co. And if you look him up, he does landscaping. He does a lot of rock work, waterfalls, that kind of thing. And so when we have our weekly meeting, he leaves the meeting knowing three things that he needs to do every week at a minimum. Some of my clients, I give them 10 things they need to do. But for Paul, on average, every week, he has about 10 things he needs to do. Now, I'm going to walk you through three things that he's doing right now that he couldn't do, that we could not do, if there wasn't one person in charge of the company. If there were two people who disagreed involved, nothing could get done. So here we go. One is we have to wow our customers and gather objective video reviews from happy customers. We have to wow our customers. He has to wow his customers and gather objective video reviews from those happy customers after they receive the service. Now, if he did not do a good job, then it would be kind of tough to get those video reviews. But he does a great job. But let's just say he was partnered with somebody, a spouse or a business partner, that didn't agree with the idea of getting video reviews. Well, it would be very hard to get those video reviews. And I see clients all the time when we first start out, they'll say to me, okay, I really want to go get those video reviews from my happy customers. However, my wife doesn't want to do it. Or, however, my husband doesn't want to do it. Or, my business partner doesn't want to do it. Or, they disagree with the strategy or whatever that is. Well, the reality is, and we'll talk about it more on part two of today's show, but to increase your conversion rate on your website, you need to gather objective video reviews from happy customers. And I've had many, many people come into my office who've said, well, I disagree. I don't want to gather objective video reviews from my customers. I don't believe they work. Well, I'm not going to spend my entire day wearing myself out trying to convince someone who disagrees with what's been proven to work. If I have a best practice system that's been proven to work, I'm not going to spend my day on the phone trying to convince somebody that my strategy works. So let me give you another example. On part three of today's show, you're going to meet this guy. Southlake Tip Top Canine. So the most successful Tip Top Canine franchise we have, it's actually larger than the original location. So the original location of Tip Top Canine is based in Tulsa. This is a franchisee. They're based in Dallas, and they're actually larger. They're doing more revenue than the original location, okay? So every week when I meet with Adam and he leaves that meeting with homework, he knows that he needs to gather objective video reviews. He also knows that he needs to offer a no-brainer advertisement, a no-brainer offer, an offer that's so good and so hot that people simply cannot resist saying yes. And at Tip Top Canine, the first lesson is a dollar. The first dog training lesson is a dollar. And it's such a hot deal that, you know, people simply cannot say no to it. It's such a good deal. Now, if the Southlake franchise owner, if his spouse disagreed with the no-brainer offer, and didn't want to, quote-unquote, cheapen the brand by not offering the $1 offer, then you could see how it gets weird, because now you're having an emotional debate with people. And again, anything with two heads is a monster. And in business, you do not want to be in a business where you have two heads, because things get very, very weird. And I'm telling you, I've worked with clients for so long, and I see two-thirds of the problems they have is that once they learn the proven path, they've got somebody else on their team that passively aggressively or aggressively aggressively does not want to implement the proven path. Now, Devin, I want to ask you this question here. You just hopped in the studio. Oh, yeah. I got to ask you this. We're talking today about how anything with two heads, any organization with two heads is a monster.
Okay.
And you do web development in our office. And so I was just firing off a few examples, and I was picking on, in a positive way, Paul Solon's, a longtime client with Outside Inc. I was talking about how, you know, he knows that to grow his business, he needs to wow his customers and gather objective video reviews.
Right.
Now, I've had clients in the past where they bring their spouse in or they bring their manager in, and the manager will say, I don't want to get video reviews. I don't even think that would improve the conversion at all. Or they'll say, I know if I was a consumer, I wouldn't want video reviews. And they try to do everything possible to not get the reviews.
Right.
And then the next week goes by, and the owner talks to his number two, his assistant, and says, did you get the video reviews? And the assistant says, no, I really don't believe in that. I have a better idea. I think I want to do this instead. I think instead of getting video reviews from our happy customers, I think what I'd like to do is pay a professional video team to shoot a promotional commercial instead of getting the video reviews. Now, you and I know that video reviews dramatically increase the conversion rate. That's why if you go to ShawHomes.com or PMHOKC.com, ShawHomes.com, PMHOKC.com, FlowPhotos.com, you'll see those video reviews. But what happens, Devin, if the owner of the business has a person on his team that he treats with equal... They each get an equal vote, and they end up having two heads. And one party wants to get the reviews, and the other one doesn't. What happens?
You lose control of the business. So if you have employees making decisions that only owners should be making, then you have a mutiny style of government.
Okay, let me give another example, okay? So, and I'm not saying this is the way to live your life. I'm just saying it's the way that I live my life.
Right.
When my wife and I had been married many, many years, and on the end of today's video, I'm going to share with you guys a video that I recorded. It had to have been maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
But even though it was 15 years ago, I want to say it was 25 years ago, but it wasn't that far ago.
Okay.
But it's a song I recorded back in the day about my brown van.
Oh, the brown van.
And the way it worked in our family was I was a disc jockey, I was an entertainer, and we had a lot of late model vans that we would use for shows. And one of the vans that we had, it was a 1984 Chevy van.
Ooh.
And I loved it. It had a ladder on the back.
That's the best.
And when I sold the business, I really just wanted to keep that van because to me it meant a lot.
Right.
And one of our DJs at the time, he shut the door aggressively and the door fell off the track.
That's impressive.
And so the van didn't have a door. Mm. You know, so it didn't have you'd hope that a van would have a door. This van didn't have a door. But because I had decided that I was going to keep the van, and I don't need to get, in my family, I'm not saying this is how you need to be, folks, if you're out there. In my life, I don't need to get approval from my wife to have a brown van, nor does she need to get approval from me to drive her Suburban. So, like, I don't need her to say, that's an awesome vehicle. I don't need anyone else to like the vehicle. I liked the vehicle, and therefore it worked for me.
Right.
So here I am. I'd sold this, you know, multi-million dollar company, and I'm driving a brown van without a door.
It's beautiful.
And other people who are not me would say stuff like, you're missing the door, buddy, you know. And I thought it was hilarious. And family would say, you have a van that's missing a door. Why don't you get another van? I'm going, you could get me a van with it. But the convenience of being able to get in or get out is much faster.
Right.
It's kind of like having an A-team helicopter.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah, you know, the A-team.
Get in the chopper. And so I like that. Now, again, if my wife and I had to be on the same page, and our dynamic as a couple, about the vehicle that I drove, it would be a weird situation for us as a couple because I would always want the van, and she would always want me to not have the van. But so we had to decide, okay, in our we have lanes in our marriage, and her lane is, you know, she gets to figure out what she wears to work or what she wears to, you know, throughout the day and what car she drives, and I get to decide what vehicle I drive and what I wear, and we don't have to get approval from the other person.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's the way that everybody should handle it. What I'm saying, though, is we've clearly resolved how we're going to agree when there's disagreements, like how we're going to resolve the disagreements.
Right.
What happens when you have an owner of a business where the owner really wants to auto wrap his vehicles, but his wife doesn't want him to? Or the owner, she really wants to auto wrap the vehicles, but he doesn't want her to. What happens, again, when you go back to auto wrapping or optimizing a website or anything in the business where you clearly have not resolved who gets to be in charge?
If there aren't clearly defined lanes, then you're going to go off the tracks. So you'll get input from places that you don't need it that, you know, really one person should be making that decision, but they aren't making the right decision. So,
and I'm belaboring this because this is a problem. Have you not seen this as a problem?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And you're the web guy. You're not coaching clients. I mean, right. You're doing a great job managing the web team. But let me give an example. I have a client a few months ago. I had a client who wanted to launch online ads.
Okay.
And his spouse didn't want him to.
Yeah.
So every time I would submit the action item for our team to launch the ads, they would say the password has changed. And I would call the client and I would say, hey, did you change your password? And he goes, no, I didn't, but I bet you she did. And I go, who's she? Because I've never met her.
Right.
He says, well, she told me she didn't want to run the ads. I bet you she changed the password. So then I call him back and he says, you'll need to call her.
Oh, goodness.
So I call her and she says, oh, I changed the passwords because I don't agree with those ads. And so the people on our team who are here, you as a web guy, you're just trying to launch the ads. You're not trying to take a side in a marital debate. But again, how often do you see these kinds of things where that somebody with there's two heads and it's a monster? How often do you see that problem?
It's very common. Very common. People aren't defining whose roles are what.
And it gets weird.
It gets really weird.
It gets very weird really quick. Okay, moving on to our next. This is, by the way, folks, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire, you can go to page 121 and follow along here in the final 90 seconds here. Is up at page one. By the way, on part two of today's show, I'm going to introduce you to another success story. And then part three of today's show, yet another success story. So you're going to see and hear from real clients that are having massive success. But if you go to thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire, you can download my newest book, A Millionaire's Guide, How to Become Sustainably Rich. And on page 121, we read here, Andrew Carnegie once wrote, put all of your eggs in a basket and watch that basket. He says, put all of your eggs in one basket and watch that basket. Now, again, I'm not giving people marriage advice, but Devin, what if you or if somebody out there wanted to start a business and you were willing to risk $10,000 to do it or $20,000 to start the company, but your spouse wasn't willing to? What would happen?
You would have to choose one or the other. You wouldn't be able to. You either end up with a really terrible marriage or in a great business or a really mediocre business with a great marriage.
And this is the kind of stuff behind the stuff that I think no one ever talks about. But these are real issues. When we grow businesses, the clients we work with, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you see the client success stories, it's usually a story of a woman who's allowed, a woman who is running the company and her husband has allowed her to run it.
Right.
So I think of one client right now, I won't mention her name, but she is the one who runs the company and her husband just sits back and watches it all happen.
Yep.
And there's other couples where the man runs the business and the wife watches it happen.
Right.
But the ones that don't work are where the both people insist on being the head.
Right.
And it's not just a husband-wife dynamic. It could be a brother-sister dynamic. It could be just coworkers. You have to clearly have a decision as to who's in charge and who isn't. The final example of this, why anything with two heads is a monster, is when you're hiring people.
Right.
I have found that there's certain personality types that I would like to hire. I want to hire upbeat people or people that don't give you a lot of ups or downs. You know, so if I could choose, the perfect hire is somebody who's very consistent or somebody who's just great energy.
Right.
I do not ever want to hire low energy, introspective people. That's for me personally. But I know there are businesses out there that have a lot of introspective people on their payroll.
Right.
And they have a lot of long, thoughtful, strategic conversations in the workplace. And I don't. So true. What would happen, again, if you were the HR manager of the company and you had a very different idea about how to run the company that was very different from that of your somebody else in your company, and the two of you disagreed. You wanted high energy people and he wanted low energy people. And if you didn't decide who gets to make the decision, what would happen?
I mean, you would be hiring people that would immediately get fired consistently.
Yeah. And they'd be getting fired for the reason they got hired.
Yeah, they'd be good people. You're just looking for two different things.
It's unbelievable. And these are real. I'm bringing this up because these are real situations that are plaguing real businesses all throughout our real country right now. And if you're listening today and you're out there and you're going, man, my business is stuck, I can walk you through the practical step-by-step steps you need to take to grow a successful company. There's three aspects to business growth. One is the literal. I can walk you through literally what you need to do to grow the company. I can literally walk you through the step-by-step processes you need to implement to grow a company. The second lane, that's that emotional stuff. Mm. And if you're depressed or you're, perpetually distracted, I can't fix that. It's an emotional thing. If you're going through a bad year, a bad decade, a bad month, I'm not the guy who can fix that.
Right.
And the third is this weird, I call it like a geopolitical spiritual thing, where it's like you don't want to run your ads on Google because you believe that Google isn't a good company.
Right.
And I might say that might be true based upon your definition of that, but if you don't run ads on Google, no one's going to find you.
True.
Or if you're like, well, I don't use computers. Right? Why not? Well, because computers are going to lead to the mark of the beast. And I might say, hey, the quantum dot is a piece of technology that is disturbing.
Right.
However, you're going to have to use a computer to run your roofing company.
True.
So all I can say is we want to help you grow a successful company, but to keep any emotional conflicts from getting in the way of your success, if you're out there today, just ask yourself today, who's the head of your company? Who's the leader? When the parties disagree, who gets to have the final vote? Who has the majority vote? Because anything with two heads is a monster. Thank you, Devin Woolery, for joining us. You smell terrific. You know, Thrive Nation, years ago, I had a young lady in my office by the name of Kat. And Kat was a graphic designer. And I was working with a client that was training dogs. So if you can picture this, folks, I'm working with a company that's training dogs. And I have an employee by the name of Kat. And Kat asked me, she said, Clay, with this tip-top canine business that you're helping to grow and franchise, I'm seeing the growth. I might be interested in opening a tip-top canine franchise. And that's kind of how that conversation went, is how I can remember. But I wanted to interview the man married to the cat, Adam Stockdahl. Welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing great. Like, always good to talk to you.
Hey, so how did you, can you kind of tell the story of how you first heard about a tip-top canine franchise opportunity?
Yeah, that was about 5-6 years ago. My wife, Kat, talked me into getting a cute little puppy, and that cute little puppy decided to use me as a chew toy. So at the same time, she was working on some marketing materials for Tip Top Canine, the original location in Tulsa. And it wasn't too long after that we hired them to train our own dog. And when Ryan was over, I was very impressed with the services, the company in general. And I actually said to him, and he can verify this, at the consultation, I said, you know, I think I'm in the wrong business. So 6-7 months later, when I heard through you that they were looking to expand through the franchise model, it wasn't too hard of a decision for me to say, sign me up.
Now, you own the Tip Top Canine franchise. What are the territories that you own at this point, the cities or the territories that you guys have rights to?
Yeah, so we have four main service areas all within the Dallas-Fort Worth area. First one that we opened up about 5 years ago was the Southlake location, Southlake, Texas, just for the out-of-towners. That is between Dallas and Fort Worth. So you got Fort Worth on the west, you got Dallas on the east. So Southlake is to the north, even though it says south, north of Dallas and Fort Worth in the middle.
And before becoming a Tip Top Canine franchise owner, you were in the mortgage business. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so my understanding is after, you know, I know you guys asked me a lot of questions about it. I know your wife asked me a lot of questions about it. You guys met with Ryan and Rachel and you decided to move forward. Can you kind of explain what those 6 weeks of hands-on training was like? Because there's somebody out there listening right now that's maybe thinking about buying a Tip Top Canine franchise, and they should know, you know, what that experience was like. What were those first 6 weeks of hands-on dog training like?
Yeah, Clay. So Tip Top Canine has a training service that they call Doggy Boot Camp, where they take your dog and train them intensively for several weeks. And then they come back different and better dog. I'd say it's the exact same way, same process the franchisees go through. It's definitely a boot camp. It is morning to night. It is 6 days a week for about 6 weeks. But by the end of that, you're going to be very comfortable with the training process and you're going to feel like you are well equipped to go out and start training dogs on your own.
So you did this, and Rachel and Ryan, I mean, I feel like they do a great job training people on how to train dogs, and they really, Ryan does a really good job teaching the sales aspect of it, and you do a great job because you come from a sales background. So you're down there in Texas now, and for somebody out there that's thinking about owning a Tip Top, once you know how to train a dog and you've, you know, paid all the money up front to auto wrap your car and to go to the 6 weeks of training, now you're down in Texas, you're running the business. And I really wanted to identify what you believe to be the maybe the three or four biggest drivers of the growth, because my understanding, I could be wrong, but I think your official title this year is you were the franchise of the year, both this year and last year. Is that accurate?
Out of the years they've been doing the franchise of the year award, we won half of them.
Okay. So
we got this past year, then the year before that.
Okay. So you were this year's franchise of the year. What do you believe to be like the four things that you have to do on a weekly basis beyond training dogs that allows your location to not only survive, but to thrive?
Yeah. So number one, it just the most important underlying theme in all this is going to be consistency. So the thing that I really loved about the Tip Top Canine model is that you do not have to arrange your own calendar. We have a scheduling center that's going to call and book leads for you and set up your schedule every day. And really half the battle, especially when you're starting out, is just showing up. The dog training world is not on average a super sophisticated crowd. So if you just show up to your appointment, you're already in the top 20% of the dog training world. So showing up, being consistent, being on time, being where you say you're going to be, when you say you're going to be there, that would be the first thing. Second of all is being able to effectively train people. It's one thing, it's a very physically challenging business. You're only going to be able to do so much on your own. You're going to have to hire people. And the faster you train those people, the faster you're going to be able to grow. So one, be consistent, lead by example, do what you say you're going to do. Two is train people. Three is assisting the office lead generation. There's a lot being taken care of on the back end. We're doing a lot. Clay's team is doing a lot of search engine optimization. The team is booking incoming calls. How you're going to help with that is by going around to places that can refer you dog training. And just once again, being consistent with those relationships. So that looks like veterinarians, for example. You're going into veterinarians' offices, you're saying hi, you're doing that for a couple weeks in a row, then you're asking to sit down with the vet, talk to them about the training, and then you're going to start getting referrals. And just the past week in one of our locations, we got 4 vet referrals, and that's just in one of our 4 locations. So that's a big driver of business. And then, you know, just putting in the time. When you're starting out, it is a pretty grueling schedule. It's 7 a.m., to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And if you don't have somebody to help you work in those hours, then those are the hours you're working. So it's by no means easy money, but if you do it right and you approach it with the right mindset, it can be very good money.
Now, what would happen if you stopped doing the group interview every week? And on part two of today's show, we're going to talk about the group interview process. What would happen if you stopped doing the weekly group interview?
Yeah. So if we stopped doing the weekly group interview, we would be totally fine for about 2 months. And then we would start having natural turnover. Maybe somebody was good, maybe they're not good anymore. And then if you don't have somebody to replace them, then now you are having to do their job. And if you're doing their job, nobody's doing your job, which is training people. So you're going to find yourself trying to do two jobs, and then somebody else is going to drop, and you're doing three jobs, and you're just not going to be able to find good people to come in. If you're not doing the group interview, you're going to hire somebody out of desperation. It's going to be the wrong person, and you're just going to exacerbate that turnover problem.
Now, what if you stopped getting Google reviews from your happy customers? I mean, you guys are very consistent at gathering objective reviews from happy customers. What would happen if you stopped getting Google reviews?
Yeah, so there's a very specific type of person that's going to leave a Google review without asking. And those typically are not the people you want leaving Google reviews. So that is what you're going to get by default. So that is gravity. That is pulling you down. Okay. What you need are the rocket boosters of intentionally gathering reviews from your real and happy customers in order to launch you into orbit.
Now, the next is video reviews. You know, you guys do a great job gathering video reviews from your happy customers. And what I've heard from many of the franchisees, because I talk to many of you every week, is that buyers, potential buyers, will come to you already convinced that Tip Top Canine is the right choice if they've read enough reviews and watched the video reviews. What impact does video reviews play in the business itself?
Yeah, so video reviews just puts a face to the name. You know, we have hundreds and hundreds. I think between our locations, we have over 1,000 five-star Google reviews. And I still get people at a consultation and be like, yeah, but do you have any references, right? It's one thing to see a name with a review next to it. It's another name to see the face of somebody talking at you. So the video reviews, it gives you more of that personal feel as somebody's story. You get to see that they're a real person with a real dog that's really trained.
Now, the Dream 100, again, this is where you make a list of your ideal and likely referral sources, dog groomers, veterinarians. What would happen if you never visited the Dream 100 list by default? What would happen?
Yeah, sure. There are there's a lot of people that are going to find you online on Google. If you get all your reviews, and you have good search engine optimization, you're going to dominate the search results. There is a significant portion of your market that just isn't relying on Google for this type of thing. So people really love their dogs. It's a very emotional topic. So with emotional topics, people are talking to their friends, other people they trust. Veterinarians are a big source of trust. So if you are not getting those veterinarian groomer referrals, you're not aligning yourself with these authorities in the space, then those people are just never going to hear about you because it doesn't even occur to them to go online and search about this because they're going to ask their vet who to go through.
Now, both you and I are very efficient individuals. So we typically, we hop on a weekly coaching call, I mean, if it needs to be longer, it's longer, but it's usually like a touch point, like a 10-minute, like let's make sure things are not drifting. How important is it to have somebody like Andrew who's following up every week just to make sure that, you know, videos get uploaded, that the ads are running? How important is that weekly call to keep things running?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no substitute for it. I mean, you check on things you care about, right? And I care about the business. So that's just our time to really make sure we're being accountable for our portion of things. Accountability is a huge part of this because, yeah, it's easy to just get busy and let these things drift over time.
Now, I have worked in the franchise space quite a bit outside of Tip Top Canine. I've worked with brands like OxyFresh or EXP. Realty. I've worked with UPS franchises. I've worked with just a lot of them. And what I find is a lot of times there are certain franchise programs that have like a quarterly coaching call. So like you basically talk to your coach once a quarter or once a month. Why do you believe it's an important thing for the culture to have kind of a weekly touch point as opposed to a quarterly or monthly touch point?
Yeah, so I am involved in several businesses, and every business I'm involved in, there is a weekly call because I would not be involved in a business that did not have a weekly touch point. Especially during the startup phase, it's vital because if you're doing something wrong, you're going to be able to catch it early and correct it.
You know,
Right? So make, go ahead.
you seriously, you'll be like, you can, if it's weekly, you can catch it early and correct. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah. If you're going off course, it's better to go off course a little bit than a lot.
Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up is I knew your wife very well because she worked in the office, and she knew me because she worked with on my payroll. You know, so we had that a friendship there, and also that camaraderie. You were kind of the wild card. I didn't quite know about you, but your wife was like, "No, he's a great guy." And so, but when you're looking into, you know, when in my case, I'm looking into selling a franchise to you. I don't want to sell a franchise to somebody that won't put in the work. And on your case, as a buyer, you don't want to buy a franchise system that won't work, you know? So what were some of the decision points that you went through to decide whether buying a Tip Top canine was right for you?
One thing I definitely wanted, the really one of the huge driving factors of decision for me was the scheduling center at Tip Top Canine. So with me being coming from mortgage industry, I was the front line. Somebody had questions, somebody needed to talk to somebody. That was me they were talking to. And it made it difficult to focus on my work because I was just fielding calls all day. With Tip Top Canine, you do have a scheduling center there for you. They're talking to customers, they're collecting payments, they're doing a lot of the day-to-day administrative stuff that would really just take hours out of your day and bog you down. So the fact that we had that at our disposal, already including the franchise fee, was just absolutely massive.
So, and just to kind of recap, and I want to make sure the listeners out there get this if they're thinking about buying a Tip Top canine, the key drivers to success is, you know, one, you're saying you wouldn't be involved in an organization if it didn't have a weekly call for accountability. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Second is you really the call center was a big appeal for you. Is that correct? I mean, we wanted to have a call center that handles a lot of that admin.
Oh, huge. Yeah,
Okay.
100%.
Three, you got the group interview. Four, you got the Google reviews. Five, you got the video reviews. Six, you got that Dream 100 marketing. And then seven, our team runs the online ads for you to make sure that they're never off and to make sure the retargeting ads are happening. And we're also writing search engine content for you behind the scenes. How valuable is it to do that as opposed to you having to write search engine content every day?
Oh, it would be impossible. It wouldn't get done. I can just tell you, like, there's no world in which myself or really any other franchisee trying to run this kind of business would be able to do that.
And then Andrew is not here, so we can say something nice about him, and we'll see if he watches this show. We'll find out. But Andrew has been on my team for years, and I know he loves serving you guys. But how would you describe what it's like to have a person like a point person like Andrew to kind of help you with the account if there's a burning fire?
Yeah, so it's really nice to know that you have somebody that's on your team and is knowledgeable enough. He's seen it before, right? So if you come on, you buy a Tip Top Canine franchise, you're not the first one. The problems, any issues you run into, you're not going to be the first one having these issues. Andrew's seen it before and he's been able to help other locations through it before. So just having that experience on your side is huge. It just gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
Now, we do have a lot of listeners that are in the Texas area. So, again, what are the cities you cover? If anybody out there is listening has a dog they want to have you guys train?
Yeah, for sure. Pretty much anywhere on the north side of Dallas, Fort Worth. So we've got all of Fort Worth. We've got South Lake, which is kind of between Dallas and Fort Worth. Then we got McKinney and Frisco, which are on the north side of Dallas.
Adam, I really do appreciate you. You've been a great friend, and it's wonderful to see you and your wife thriving. Congratulations again on winning the franchise of the year again, and I appreciate your diligence. It's fun to work with you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Clay. I'll see you.
Take care. Bye.
Wow. Okay, see?
And
See
the
what
good
happened? People.
folks at Tip Top Canine kind of helped mentor you into your dog training skill set. Am I correct? Is that right?
That's right. No, I had all the full training
Wow.
with Rhodey, and he He would have eaten you, Clay, if you were here in person. He would have just ripped an arm off. You got to be careful.
Okay, now we're going to move into the heavier stuff here. Now that we've covered that, I want to make sure from an animal cruelty perspective, you weren't using a part of a dog as a windscreen. One thing, it's super self-serving because I have partnered with the brand and have worked with the brand for a long time. Mike, I just wanted to ask you here, feel free to punt if you want, but the good folks at Tip Top Canine, why I like them is they're providing opportunities for people that don't want to take the jab. So they have if you have a job, but you don't want to take the jab, I think that's going to be an increasingly difficult thing to find. And so if you're looking for a career that doesn't require the taking of the COVID-19 shots, the good folks at Tip Top Canine, they have a 6-week training program where they can 6 weeks, you can learn how to open your own Tip Top Canine franchise. There's approaching 20 locations all over the country. Mike, you've worked with the Tip Top folks. Has your dog eaten you yet? Are you happy with the service? How's it been going so far?
Tip Top Canine is just amazing. I mean, really interacting with those folks and getting this dog changed my life. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. And I just want to put this offer out there to anybody listening who wants to consider opening a Tip Top Canine franchise. Once you open a franchise, I will announce it for free. I'll publicize it on my podcast because what I learned from these guys, it's so life-changing. Even I'm training my other dogs, Clay. Now that I learned, let me back up. So Tip Top Canine people trained me, first of all, on how to train dogs, including this military dog I have here. Wow. And then I took that knowledge and now I'm training my other dogs who I thought were uncontrollable. And now guess what? They come when I call them. It's amazing. Using the training techniques, even a guy like me, who's not a professional dog trainer, even I'm competent at training my own dogs now, but this is a great opportunity in any city in America, that's available for the franchises. People want to bring their dogs and have them trained because more people are working at home. More lockdowns are probably coming, God forbid, but people need to be able to get along with their pets. And Tip Top Canine really is effective at making that happen. That's just my testimonial right there. Feel free to use it.
Mike Adams, thank you so much for carving out time. I really do appreciate you very much. Your studio is looking great there, sir. I know it's been a long time coming. You've been one of the first truth-telling voices in the movement, one of the most heavily censored people in America. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for investing in lighting and sound that makes you look better.
Well, see, we're giving you our wide shot here right now. This is the wide shot of the studio. Yeah,
look great.
Just to show you, it's real. It's not a green screen. No, we actually
look good.
Built it. So
it looks great, Mike.
It's coming along. It's coming along. Yours has always looked awesome, but we finally upgraded to Clay's level of studio.
Mike, seriously, and I say this: any of the events that you've ever wanted, if we ever do a Reawaken America tour, the door's always open for you. I appreciate all the work you do behind the scenes, keeping people focused on exposing the truth. You really are a leader in the truth movement. I appreciate that, sir. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Well, thank you, Clay. We're working at it. And again, keep me posted if anybody joins the Tip Top Canine franchise. We want to announce it and help get all these dogs under control all across America so they don't, eat our microphones and things like that.
Hey, almost thank happened. You. I appreciate it. Take
all
care.
Right. Thank you, Clay. Bye. All right. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Wimpy with Tip Top Canine, and I'm the founder.
I'm Rachel Wimpy, and I am a co-founder.
So we've been running Tip Top for about the last 14 years, franchising for the last 3-4 years. So someone that'd be a good fit for Tip Top loves dogs, they're high energy, they want to be able to own their own job, but they don't want to worry about, that high failure rate. They want to do that like bowling with bumper lanes.
So you give us a call, reach out to us, and we'll call you, and then we'll send you an FDD, look over that, read it, fall asleep to it, it's very boring, and then we'll book a discovery day, and you come and you can spend a day or two with us, make sure that you actually like it, make sure your training dogs is something that you want to do.
So an FDD is a franchise disclosure document. It's a federally regulated document that goes into all the nitty-gritty details of what the franchise agreement entails.
So who would be a good fit to buy a Tip Top Canine would be somebody who loves dogs, who wants to work with dogs all day as their profession. You'll make a lot of money, you'll have a lot of fun, it's very rewarding. And who would not be a good fit is a cat person.
So the upfront cost for Tip Top is $43,000. And a lot of people say they're generating doctor money, but on our disclosure, the numbers are anywhere from over $1 million a year in dog training, what our Oklahoma City location did last year, to $25,000, $35,000 a month.
to train and get trained by us for Tip Top Canine to run your own Tip Top Canine, you would be with us for 6 weeks here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So we've been married for 7 years.
8 years.
8 years. So if you're watching this video, you're like, hey, maybe I want to be a dog trainer. Hey, that one sounds super amazing. Go to our website, tiptopcanine.com. Click on the yellow franchising tab, fill out the form, and Rachel and I will give you a call. Our Oklahoma City location last year, they did over $1 million. He's been running that shop for 3 years. Before, he was a youth pastor with zero sales experience, zero dog training experience before he ever met with us.
So just call us, come spend a day with us, spend a couple days with us, make sure you like training dogs, and own your own business.
Well, the biggest reason to buy a Tip Top Canine is so you own your own job and you own your own future and you don't hate your life. You get an enjoyable job that brings a lot of income, but is really rewarding.
Hello, my name is Charles Colaw with Colaw Fitness. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about Clay Clark and how I know Clay Clark. Clay Clark has been my business coach since 2017. He's helped us grow from 2 locations to now 6 locations. We're planning to do 7 locations in 7 years and then franchise. And Clay has done a great job of helping us navigate anything that has to do with like running the business, building the systems, the checklists, the workflows, the audits, how to navigate lease agreements, how to buy property, how to work with brokers and builders. This guy is just amazing. He's this kind of guy has worked in every single industry. He's written books with like Lee Crockerell, head of Disney, with the 40,000 cast members. He's friends with like Mike Lindell. He does Reawaken America tours, where he does these tours all across the country where 10,000 or more people show up to some of these tours. On the day-to-day, he does anywhere from about 160 companies. He's at the top. He has a team of business coaches, videographers, and graphic designers and web developers, and they run 160 companies every single week. So think of this guy with a team of business coaches running 160 companies. So in the weekly, he's running 160 companies. Every 6 to 8 weeks, he's doing Reawaken America tours. Every 6 to 8 weeks, he's also doing business conferences where 200 people show up, and he teaches people a 13-step proven system that he's done and worked with billionaires, helping them grow their companies. I've seen guys from startups go from startup to being multimillionaires, teaching people how to get time freedom and financial freedom through the system. Critical thinking, document creation, putting it into organizing everything in their head to building into a franchisable, scalable business. Like one of his businesses has like 500 franchises. That's just one of the companies or brands that he works with. So amazing guy, Elon Musk kind of like smart guy. He kind of comes off sometimes as socially awkward, but he's so brilliant and he's taught me so much. When I say that, like Clay is like, he doesn't care what people think when you're talking to him. He cares about where you're going in your life and where he can get you to go. And that's what I like him most about. He's like a good coach. A coach isn't just making you feel good all the time. A coach is actually helping you get to the best you. And Clay has been an amazing business coach. Through the course of that, we became friends. I was really most impressed with him is when I was shadowing him one time. We went into a business deal and listened to it. I got to shadow and listen to it. And when we walked out, I knew that he could make millions on the deal. And they were super excited about working with him. And he told me, he's like, I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to turn it down. Because he knew it was going to harm the common good of people in the long run. And the guy's integrity just really wowed me. It brought tears to my eyes to see that this guy, his highest desire was to do what's right. And just an amazing man. So anyways, impacted me a lot. He's helped navigate. Anytime I've got nervous or worried about how to run the company or navigating competition and an economy that's like, I remember we got closed down for 3 months. He helped us navigate on how to stay open, how to get back open, how to just survive through all the COVID shutdowns, lockdowns, because our clubs were all closed for 3 months and you have $350,000 of bills you've got to pay and we have no accounts receivable. He helped us navigate that. And of course we were conservative enough that we could afford to take that on for a period of time. But it was, great man. I'm very impressed with him. So Clay, thank you for everything you're doing. And I encourage you, if you haven't ever worked with Clay, work with Clay. He's gonna help magnify you. And there's nobody I have ever met that has the ability to work as hard as he does. He probably sleeps 4, maybe 6 hours a day. And literally the rest of the time he's working and he can outwork everybody in the room. every single day, and he loves it. So anyways, this is Charles Kolau with Kolau Fitness. Thank you, Clay, and anybody out there that's wanting to work with Clay, it's a great, great opportunity to ever work with him. So you guys have a blessed one. This is Charles Kolau. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Aaron Antis with Shaw Homes. I first heard about Clay through a mortgage lender here in town who had told me what a great job he had been doing for them, and I actually noticed he was driving a Lamborghini all of a sudden, so I was willing to listen. In my career, I've sold a little over $800 million in real estate. So honestly, I thought I kind of knew everything about marketing and homes. And then I met Clay, and my perception of what I knew and what I could do definitely changed. After doing $800 million in sales over a 15-year career, I really thought I knew what I was doing. I've been managing a large team of salespeople for the last 10 years here with Shaw Homes. And I mean, we've been a company that's been in business for 35 years. We've become one of the largest builders in the Tulsa area, and that was without Clay. So when I came to know Clay, I really thought, man, there's not much more I need to know, but I'm willing to listen. The interesting thing is our internet leads from our website has actually, in a 4-month period of time, has gone from somewhere around 10 to 15 leads in a month to 180 internet leads in a month. Just from the few things that he's shown us how to implement that I honestly probably never would have come up with on my own. So I got a lot of good things to say about the system that Clay put in place with us. And it's just been an incredible experience. I am very glad that we met and had the opportunity to work with Clay. So the interaction with the team and with Clay on a weekly basis is honestly very enlightening. One of the things that I love about Clay's perspective on things is that he doesn't come from my industry. He's not somebody who's in the home building industry. I've listened to all the experts in my field. Our company has paid for me to go to seminars, international builder shows, all kinds of places where I've had the opportunity to learn from the experts in my industry. But the thing that I found working with Clay is that he comes from such a broad spectrum of working with so many different types of businesses that he has a perspective that's difficult for me to gain, because I get so entrenched in what I do, I'm not paying attention to what other leading industry experts are doing. And Clay really brings that perspective for me. It is very valuable time every week when I get that hour with him. From my perspective, the reason that any business owner who's thinking about hooking up with Thrive needs to definitely consider it is because the results that we've gotten in a very short period of time are honestly monumental. It has really exceeded my wildest expectation of what he might be able to do. I came in skeptical because I'm very pragmatic, and as I've gone through the process over just a few months, I've realized it's probably one of the best moves we've ever made. I think a lot of people probably feel like they don't need a business or marketing consultant because they maybe are a little bit prideful and like to think they know everything. I know that's how I felt coming in. I mean, we're a big company that's definitely one of the largest in town. And so we kind of felt like we knew what we were doing. And I think for a lot of people, they let their ego get in the way of listening to somebody that might have a better or different perspective than theirs. I would just really encourage you, if you're thinking about working with Clay, I mean, the thing is, it's month to month. Go give it a try and see what happens. I think in the 35-year history of Shaw Homes, this is probably the best thing that's happened to us. And I know if you give them a shot, I think you'll feel the same way. I know for me, the thing I would have missed out on if I didn't work with Clay is I would have missed out on literally an 1,800% increase in our internet leads. Going from 10 a month to 180 a month, that would have been a huge financial decision to just decide not to give it a shot. I would absolutely recommend Clay Clark to anybody who's thinking about working with somebody in marketing. I would skip over anybody else you were thinking about, and I would go straight to Clay and his team. I guarantee you're not going to regret it, because we sure haven't.
My name is Danielle Sprick, and I am the founder of D. Sprick Realty Group here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. After being a stay-at-home mom for 12 years and my three kids started school and they were in school full-time, I was at a crossroads and trying to decide what do I want to do? My degree and my background is in education, but after being a mom and staying home and all of that, I just didn't have a passion for it like I once did. My husband suggested real estate. He's a home builder, so real estate and home building go hand in hand, and we just rolled with it. I love people. I love working with people. I love the building relationships. But one thing that was really difficult for me was the business side of things, the processes and the advertising and marketing. I knew that I did not have what I needed to make that what it should be. So I reached out to Clay at that time, and he and his team have been extremely instrumental in helping us build our brand, help market our business, our agents, the homes that we represent. Everything that we do is a direct line from Clay and his team and all that they've done for us. We launched our brokerage, our real estate brokerage, 8 months ago. And in that time, we've gone from myself and one other agent to just this week, we signed on our 16th agent. We have been blessed with the fact that we right now have just over 10 million in pending transactions. 3 years ago, I never would have even imagined that I would be in this role that I'm in today, building a business, having 16 agents. But I have to give credit where credit's due. And Clay and his team and the business coaching that they've offered us has been huge. It's been instrumental in what we're doing. Don't ever limit your vision. When you dream big, big things happen.
I started a business because I couldn't work for anyone else. I do things my way. I do what I think is in the best interest of the patient. I don't answer to insurance companies. I don't answer to large corporate organizations. I answer to my patient, and that's it. My thought when I opened my clinic was I can do this all myself. I don't need additional outside help in many ways. I went to medical school. I can figure this out. But it was a very, very steep learning curve. Within the first 6 months of opening my clinic, I had a $63,000 embezzlement. I lost multiple employees. Clay helped us weather the storm of some of the things that are just a lot of people experience, especially in the medical world. He was instrumental in helping with the specific written business plan. He's been instrumental in hiring good quality employees, using the processes that he outlines for getting in good talent, which is extremely difficult. He helped me in securing the business loans. He helped me with web development and search engine optimization. We've been able to really keep a steady stream of clients coming in because they found us on the web. With everything that I encountered, everything that I experienced, I quickly learned it is worth every penny to have someone in your team that can walk you through and even avoid some of the pitfalls that are almost invariable in starting your own business. I'm Dr. Chad Edwards, and I own Revolution Health and Wellness Clinic.
The Thrive Time Show. Two-day interactive business workshops are the highest and most reviewed business workshops on the planet.
You can learn the proven 13-point business systems that Dr. Zellner and I have used over and over to start and grow successful companies. I mean, we get into the specific steps on what you need to do to optimize your website. We're going to teach you how to fix your conversion rate. We're going to teach you how to do a social media marketing campaign that works. How do you raise capital? How do you get a small business loan? We teach you everything you need to know here during a two-day, 15-hour workshop. It's all here for you. You work every day in your business, but for 2 days you can escape and work on your business and build these proven systems so now you can have a successful company that will produce both the time freedom and the financial freedom that you deserve. You're going to leave energized, motivated, but you're also going to leave empowered. The reason why I've built these workshops is because as an entrepreneur, I always wish that I had this. And because there wasn't anything like this, I would go to these motivational seminars, no money down, real estate, Ponzi scheme, get motivated seminars, and they would never teach me anything. It was like you went there and you paid for the big chocolate Easter bunny, but inside of it, it was a hollow nothingness. And I wanted the knowledge, and they're like, oh, but we'll teach you the knowledge after our next workshop. And the great thing is we have nothing to upsell. At every workshop, we teach you what you need to know. There's no one in the back of the room trying to sell you some next big get-rich-quick, walk-on-hot-coals product. It's literally, we teach you the brass tacks, the specific stuff that you need to know to learn how to start and grow a business. And I encourage you to not believe what I'm saying, and I want you to Google the Z66 auto auction. I want you to Google elephant in the room. Look at Robert Zellner and Associates. Look them up and say, are they successful because they're geniuses, or are they successful because they have a proven system? When you do that research, you will discover that the same system that we use in our own business can be used in your business. Come to Tulsa, book a ticket, and I guarantee you it's going to be the best business workshop ever, and we'll even give you your money back if you don't love it. We've built this facility for you, and we're excited to see you.